This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers down in Hastings. Hi everyone, it's your host Vanessa. Another week, another show. I don't know if you caught up with last week's show, beginning of September, spring show, all talking about my personal journey of learning I have an anaphylactic reaction to something in my life and how to deal with the change in that. Like, because actually, let's be honest, you know, a big change like that's really scary. But one of the things that came up for me when I was doing that show last week and talking about it is talking about how I dealt with the anxiety around that. And one of the things I thought of is that actually one of the things I know that I did really well was not letting myself catastrophize it, because actually I could have gone really into the deep dark hole of my life is over, it's all going to end badly, it's all going to go horribly, horribly wrong. And if you're someone who experiences anxiety, you'll really recognize that sometimes that is what our brains do. Like, we run down the rabbit hole and leap off the cliff and that everything's going to end badly and we just catastrophize. So I thought, actually, that seems like a good idea to talk about this week. It's a good follow-on. So I'm going to talk about a few unhelpful thinking styles and some of the things that we can do to help ourselves when that stuff starts coming up. And sometimes it's just about having an awareness that that's what's going on, that we're having those unhelpful thinking styles, and that then we can actually start looking for different ways to address that. But before I get into all of that juiciness, I want to have a quick chat about our sponsor, Progress to Health, and tell you kind of what's up with our Hamilton Centre and what we're doing and kind of some of the things that are on. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
So we have lots of different things going on at Progress to Health at the moment. So obviously our office has moved from 19 Hood Street and we're now located at 18 Ross Trevor Street, and down the river end. So you kind of go down Victoria Street and you go past London Street and then you get to Ross Trevor Street and you turn down there towards the river and we're number 18, and we're downstairs. So it's nice and easy to be able to find us. So if you're in Hamilton and you're interested in coming to Progress to Health and you want to know some of the things we do, I can give you a really quick heads up. But if you're wanting more information about kind of when exactly these are, because a lot of things are on fortnightly, so just kind of working out when they are, give us a ring on 0800 77 57 57 and just say, hey, I'm interested in, and then whatever the name that I give, whatever the group is. Okay, so in Hamilton, we have the Norton Peer Support Group, taken by the fabulous Rainbow. Now, that's every fortnight on a Thursday, and it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and that's held at the Western Community Centre, which is 46 Hyde Ave over in Hamilton, like West Hamilton, and it's fantastic. It's just a place to get together and have some chats, learn some different skills and strategies, and be around people who are going through similar stuff to yourself. And we also have the Community Garden, so that's out at Duke Street in Narrawahia. So that's held on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so it's learning about how to like grow your own gardens, pick your own food, like kind of learning a bunch of stuff like that. But it's also getting to be out and about in fresh air, like learning, having some camaraderie with other people that are around. And it's really great. There's also a walk around Hamilton Lake. So take a breath of fresh air and choose health. Make your own way there or go to one of the pickup points that they have. And also, just remember, check the weather and bring appropriate clothing or shoes and plus a water bottle. And you can bring your own lunch to have after the lunch, after the walk. So that's held every Tuesday and it's 10 to 12. Now, it's going to be every week. I think currently it's on a little bit of hiatus because the person who takes it is on leave. But again, as I said, just ring us up on 0800 77 57 57 and double check if that's running at the moment. So they meet at the Veranda Cafe for a leisurely walk around the Hamilton Garden. It takes about an hour and a half. And then we also have cycling at Claudelands Park. So come cycling every Thursday, weather permitting. So you bring your own bike and your own helmet, but it's kind of like a chance to get out and about with other people. So the cycle normally lasts about an hour with an option to visit the hospice shop next to the railway line afterwards. And it's always remember to check the weather and bring a water bottle. So it's Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. and you meet at the event centre entrance facing Heafy Terrace. And that's at Claudelands. So at Claudelands Event Centre, it'd be pretty obvious because there'll be a couple of people there with bikes. But definitely, again, ring the 0800 number, 0800 77 57 57, and actually have an ask. We also have weeklies on Mondays. We have Retro Games South. So it's an ideal place for people who are wishing to socialise over board games or puzzles. And it's held 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Monday. And it's held at the Glenview Community Centre, which is the corner of Glenview Terrace and Tommen Road in Glenview. And if you're happy to bring a koha, it's most welcome. We also have on Tuesdays, which is every week, 1 to 3 p.m., and it's the Mindful Cafe. So that's held at the Celebrating Age Centre on 30 Victoria Street in Hamilton. Now, that's taken by Christine, and it's just fantastic. It's just a space to come together and spend some time together. So take time out. Come and have a cup of tea or coffee, a place to relax and make new friends, a gold coin donation if possible. And so that's Tuesdays, 1 to 3 p.m. And we also have a recovery education course that's held at the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is 494 Gray Street. So this is actually an outside of work time one. So this is like a recovery, our Tools to Recovery course, but it's held in the community just totally outside of work time. So it's helpful for people who are working but still want to get some different knowledge and some different skills and strategies. So it's held every second Sunday of the month. So it's just once a month and it starts at 7:15 p.m. So 7:15 and it finishes at 9 p.m. So everyone meets in the foyer of the cathedral at 7:15. And so each month there's a different topic. So if you feel like you want to know more about that, give us a buzz on 0800 77 57 57. Or if you're not in Hamilton and you're out and about in the different parts of Waikato or wherever you're calling from, give us a ring and see if there's something that we've got going on that you're interested in doing. Now, hopefully you got all those details. So definitely at the moment, I think we're getting towards the end of my workmate's holiday. So the cycle group and the walking group will start again really soon. But if you're interested in any of those things, let us know. Give us a call. I'm not going to say the phone number again. I think I said it enough times already. But like, give us a call and have a chat and say, well, what's going on and see what maybe could be something helpful. The other thing is that I think it's next Monday, if I can read my calendar correctly. Yeah, so next Monday in Hamilton, our anxiety course is starting. So that is on starting on the 16th of September. I can't believe we're getting so close to the middle of September already. Like, that's just... Sorry, guys. We're on the downward slope to Christmas. I'm going to be talking about the fact that time is running away from us pretty much every other show. Just because I get to this time of year and go, I just don't understand where the year has gone. But yeah, sorry. Anxiety course. So the anxiety course starts on the 16th of September. It's held at the Celebrating Age Centre, which is 30 Victoria Street in Hamilton. It's going to be run from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's free to attend. Someone would need to, if they're not already currently with Progress to Health, they'd need to sign up with Progress to Health, but that's also completely free. And so come join in. That we kind of have people joining from the first sort of one or two session, like definitely the one or first and second session, we have new people starting. But after that, we probably close the group because there's a build-on effect of like learning different things and you can kind of grow that knowledge. But it's just learning skills and strategies to support ourselves if you're someone who experiences anxiety. And it's a safe space to talk about kind of what your experience of anxiety is like, you know, kind of some of the stuff that goes on. But what I want to talk about today comes directly from that course. So the course that we do is based on some wonderful modules that the Centre for Clinical Intervention provides. So if you've listened to Fighting Stigma before, you have heard me talk about CCI, so Centre for Clinical Intervention, and they are a psychotherapy research and training place, and they're available online. So you can find them at www.cci.health.wa.gov.au. So they've created this completely. So what I'm going to be talking about today is from their Shy No Longer, which is a social anxiety course. And this is in module 6, Unhelpful Thinking Styles. And I was just going to talk about a couple of the different thinking styles they've got, because it's really good to learn some different ways about things that we need to know, right? Like, what are some of the things that actually, how are we thinking? Because one of the stuff that I've noticed hugely with anxiety is that we all have set ways of thought when we start getting anxious. So when I talked about having the anaphylactic reaction a couple of weeks ago now, I can't believe that time's gone past so fast. My brain wanted to catastrophize, like, because that's kind of my anxiety thing, is that it's all my fault. So I do personalization. It's all my fault. Everyone's going to hate me. The world is going to end. And I now recognize that that's what's happening. So it means I can actually kind of like relax myself a little bit. So catastrophizing is when, so it's like if someone says to you, you're blowing things out of proportion, or you're making a mountain out of a molehill. So there's a chance that someone is catastrophizing, right? So this is a style of automatic thinking that often begins with the phrases, what if, or oh no. So it could be, oh no, I'm having chest pains, I think I'm having a heart attack. Or what if I disagree with my partner, I may lose an important relationship. Or I felt depressed this morning, what if I stay depressed? It can be something as simple as, I'm running late to meet a friend, they're going to hate me forever, they're not going to talk to me anymore, they're going to tell all of my other friends that I suck, and I'm going to lose my friends, I'm going to end up having to have 18 cats and smell like cat pee for the rest of my life. So that's literally catastrophizing. Like, it gets to, it's like a something that's a little bit stressful or something that's a bit of a worry, and it just gets exacerbated to the point where it's totally overwhelming. Another one is personalization, which is the one that I do. So it's like if you can think of it, some occasions when something hasn't gone quite as you wanted or the way you expected, and you blame yourself totally for what happened. So the toast burns at breakfast and you blame yourself, not the toaster. Or your child, someone plays the wrong note in a concert and you blame yourself for not helping them practice better. So without realizing it, you relate external negative events to something you have or have not done. So when you personalize something, you take total responsibility for external events occurring and ignore other important factors. So as a consequence, you end up blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong or that could go wrong, because that's the important thing, is sometimes you kind of combine catastrophizing with personalization and it's all your fault, no matter what it is, right? Even if you're the only partly responsible or not responsible at all. So if you were to consistently say to yourself, this is my fault, I'm to blame, how do you think you'd start to feel? Carrying 100% of the responsibility is a rather large burden to bear, and one that is likely to leave you feeling discouraged and overwhelmed. Now, those are just two different unhelpful thinking styles. There's black and white thinking, where there's only, it's like an all or nothing. There is only, you're on time, so you're a good person, or you're you're a minute late, you're a bad person. There's like shoulds and musts, like we have to, this is the only way you can do things. You should do this, you have to do this, you must do this. If your house isn't always tidy, like you're a wreck. If you haven't done your dishes every, you should do your dishes every night, you must do your dishes every night. You can't leave the house without makeup on. Like it's all of those thinkings where it just builds up stress and anxiety, and it's just a thought pattern. It's an automatic thought pattern that is not helpful. It's not something that extends the joy in our life. It's not something that, and it's recognizing what those thought patterns are so that we can actually do something about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us a song. So to give you a little bit of time to go and think, does any of those things that Vanessa just talked about actually ring any bells for me? What's my thought process? What are the things I say to me? What's your self-talk? What are the thoughts you have when you start getting anxious about something, when you're starting to feel negative about something? What does that sound like? What words do you use? And then when I come back, I'll give you a few ideas about some of the stuff we can do to help ourselves when we notice we're doing that negative thinking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us a lovely song by Jin Wigmore. I'm going to play us Written in the Water here on the Fighting Stigma Show, Free FM 89.0. Now, hopefully you enjoyed that wonderful song by Jin Wigmore. I love her so much. So it's Vanessa here on Fighting Stigma, just in case you just joined us on Free FM 89.0. What we're talking about today is we're talking about unhelpful thinking styles. So how do you think? Like if you're someone who has anxiety, if you're sometimes someone who gets stressed, like what is your thought patterns? How do you think? Like what are the negative, unhelpful thoughts you have that make life harder, right? So I've shared that I'm someone who does personalization. Like, it's more often than not my fault. Like, whatever's going wrong, it's my fault. Like, even if it's nothing to do with me, it's my fault. Catastrophization, that is totally my thing. It's something I work really hard against, like really, really consciously, because I will go from I'm running 5 minutes late to no one is going to want to talk to me. I have no friends. I'm going to be homeless. And like, I can extend and catastrophize like hugely. Right. So what's really important with this is actually just taking it as not that we've done anything bad or wrong. Like, we have unhelpful thoughts. Like, we have automatic negative thinking. It's about working out what those are and recognizing them, so that when they come up, it's like with anything else in life, when you have a warning sign about something, it's about going, oh, okay, so there's this thing happening, right? This means this, and I can do this stuff that actually then helps, right? It's not about going, I'm bad and wrong and I have to change it and I can never do it again. If I ever do it, I'm the worst person in the world. It's about going, hey, Vanessa, when something scary happens, like I have an anaphylactic reaction, my brain tries to run away and actually say that it's all going to go horribly wrong and I'm going to die and that I'm not going to be able to leave my, even if I get fixed right now, I'm never going to be able to leave my house again. I'm never going to be able to eat food that someone else has cooked. I'm going to have to like carry an EpiPen in my hand every day. Like, you know, it's recognizing that's where my brain wants to go. That's where my thoughts want to go. So going, actually, no, it doesn't need to be that. That's not the reality of the situation. It's about being aware of what your thought process wants to be, right? So it's recognizing kind of what the thoughts do and then what your emotional response is. Because I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I talked about the connecting and feeling. And so recognizing that actually quite often we have those automatic thoughts so quick that we almost feel like the thing happens and we've jumped to the emotional response. But it's recognizing actually what the thought process was. The thought process is that actually I catastrophize. Okay, so take a moment. How much of that is actually going to happen? Like, how likely is it if I'm 5 minutes late to turn up to a friend's house, is she going to yell at me and say she never wants to see me again? Right? My friends, it's pretty much the negative percentage, right? And so I know that. So it's actually about reminding myself. But then maybe it's actually going, okay, acknowledge. Actually, I have some stress about this. I have some anxiety about being late. I feel bad about being late. My brain has taken it to an nth degree. It's taken it to a place that's not in reality. But I am actually in reality worried about this. So maybe it's a case of actually, okay, stop the car, pull over, text, ring, say, hey, look, I'm running late. I'm really sorry. I'll be there soon. And just let them know. Because then that is an action you can do to help alleviate the stress that is then causing the automatic negative thinking. And it's about looking at life. It's about being self-aware. It's about noticing ourselves, noticing our thought patterns, noticing the triggering things in life and going, okay, I can do this thing about it. Some stuff we can't do a lot about, right? We can't change the weather, but we can buy ourselves a really good raincoat or a giant umbrella. We can't change that actually going to shopping malls freak us out because actually there's too many people. But we can like find our favorite online shopping centers and do that and like make ourselves plan further ahead so we have time for things to be posted out to us. It's about being aware of ourselves and then finding things to adjust and like acknowledging this is just part of who I am. It's not bad or wrong. It's just me. And actually me is cool and me is great. And I may not recognize that today, but I want to get to that point and then working on that. And sometimes to get there, we need to talk about it, right? Like, I'm really blessed with amazing friends and family. I have people who are totally in my corner, but sometimes we don't have that in life. Sometimes we don't have someone who's going there to back us up, who's there to tell us it's going to be okay. So what I want to do now is I want to play a regular segment that I do at the end of every single show. It's a bunch of support lines. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, so I look forward to talking to you again next week. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.